If two
seem things like they're not expecting it anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
And seem like the one you're speaking to doesn't appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that.
Rather you didn't.
That's right.
If two things differ only slightly, you say they're what?
How well, different? You might say they're practically the same thing, but they're not.
Mm-hmm. How different?
A little difference. Close, but they're not exactly.
Uh-huh. How would you greet a friend in the morning?
You use the morning, and in the afternoon you use the evening. Good evening, and good morning.
Mm-hmm. Good morning until when?
Until after 12 o'clock, and then it's evening.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes they'll say good afternoon.
And evening goes till when?
Well, I'd say 6 o'clock.
And then what?
And then it becomes a.m., don't it?
Uh-huh.
That's the morning.
And if you're just greeting someone, regardless of the time of day, what might you say?
I don't know. I can't think what I would just say.
Howdy, or hello, or how are you, or...
Either one of them is used. Sometimes we'll say, well, hello there, come in. And sometimes we'll say, hello there, how do you do? And by that time you're shaking hands.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hand out.
Mm-hmm. And if you've enjoyed someone and you want him to return, what do you say to him?
Well, we just insist. We had two neighbors, they were here the other evening when we had last in the courtroom down there. And we sometimes just follow them to the car, insisting on them coming back.
Uh-huh.
Or almost to the car.
Mm-hmm.
Invariably they drive up there, you see, and we go out with them to the porch anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And we just insist that you all come back all the time. Don't wait on us. Come ahead back.
Mm-hmm. What do you say on Christmas morning?
Christmas Eve gift.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas Eve gift.
Is that what you said as a boy?
Yeah.
Does that
the next
mean?
Morning it's Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas gift.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way that goes.
Does this mean anything? You're supposed to
get
a present?
You could have they should have you a present.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it works that way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can tell you when my first children was born, back in the 1820s, the wife's Christmas present was always kept secret from them, and I tried to from her. She wouldn't open it, and I'd get it on Christmas morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then Christmas Eve night, after the children went to bed, they'd all hang up their stockings. You've heard of that all your life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they got their nuts and their candies and their firecrackers. And everyone, each one of them about the same,
mm-hmm.
put in their holes, hanging up there.
What did you put in the toe of their stockings?
Well, anything that would go down that we had, you know, a big red apple fits the toe with. And then the next thing would be an orange.
Uh-huh.
And he likes his sock, you know, stocking a long poof. And we try to put them just the same. You could buy big, nice oranges them days for 15 cents a dozen, you know,
mm.
20 cents a dozen. The increase in population is one thing, it's brought things and times like yours, so many people.
Mm-hmm.
And what would we do for the accidental death?
Yeah.
What would we do with the people?
Just eat ourselves to death.
It'd be worse than China.
Yeah.
Equal to China.
Mm-hmm. What did you say on New Year's morning?